This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All across America, many people who claim to have been victims of hate crimes turn out to have fabricated them. They made them up. They're hate crime hoaxes. There have been dozens documented since 2016. It seems like ever since Trump became president, many people, especially minorities, have been committing fake hate crime hoaxes in order to try to further the narrative that falsely claims America is full of violent racists who just attack people for being black or attack people for being gay. You know, those days used to exist, but they're long gone. That's not America anymore. America elected Barack Obama, a black president, actually a black Muslim president, by the way. And actually, depending on who you believe, a gay black Muslim president, you know, depending on which version of history you believe. But the point is, America is not racist. America doesn't hate gay people. And so this latest hate crime hoax is obviously a hoax by Jussie Smollett, who's this Empire actor. And he claims that he was attacked by, like, at 2 a.m. in this heavy, heavy left-wing Democrat district of Chicago on some early morning that was crazy freezing cold outside. He claims he was attacked. He claims they called him homophobic slurs and racist slurs. And he claims that they said, this is MAGA country, you know, making reference to the Make America Great Again. And he claims they put a noose around his neck. I mean, really? Who's walking around Chicago at 2 a.m. just with a spare noose, just in case you encounter some famous actor going to a Subway sandwich place at 2 a.m? Give me a break. Well, it turns out Smollett didn't realize that Chicago is one of the most heavily surveilled police state cities in America. There are cameras everywhere. So since he came out with his accusation, and of course the left-wing media ran with it because even though it was entirely unsubstantiated, it fit their narrative. So they put a lot of pressure on the Chicago police to do an investigation. So they gathered up all the video footage of the city. And since it was 2 a.m, there weren't that many people walking around. And they have video footage of Smollett for every minute of his so-called encounter, except for one segment that is 60 seconds in duration, during which he ducked into an alley. So the police videos, again, they've got him for all the time, except for 60 seconds. And in this 60-second segment, there's nobody else in the video. There's nobody approaching him. There's nobody fleeing. There's nobody. All they could find was some other video of several blocks away of two people walking in a different direction, not even walking towards Smollett. So I think he didn't count on the fact that Chicago has all these video cameras. And then elements of his story don't even add up. He says he was attacked by these people and he fought back. But he was holding his cell phone the whole time, and he was holding a Subway sandwich too, which somehow didn't get dropped during the entire attack. And then when it was over, he had a noose around his neck that he walked home with. He walked home with this noose around his neck and passed other people, like the security door guard guy for his residence there. And he didn't tell that guy that he was attacked, and he didn't call the police until 40 minutes later. Huh. I wonder what those 40 minutes were all about. Probably we would call that rehearsal. Like, what are you going to say to the cops when you fabricate your fake hate crime hoax? What are you going to say? Well, he had to practice it, no doubt. And who would walk home with a noose around your neck if you were attacked by people who put a noose around your neck? You'd want that noose off of your neck immediately. You wouldn't wear it like a prop. Unless it was a prop. And so the Chicago police are looking at where do people buy those nooses? Where can you buy those? Like maybe some costume store or something. And looking at videotape of the places where you can buy a noose in Chicago. And now another development is they found out that one of Smollett's friends, a fellow actor on Empire, apparently, according to current reports, was dropped off in that area by Uber or Lyft. And so the police got a hold of the transport records. I don't know if it was Uber or Lyft. It was one of those, a rideshare company. And they found out that Smollett's friend was there. They're somewhere involved. And so the police brought that guy in for questioning. And another guy they brought in who was also a friend of Smollett. And so what it looks like, and again, with the disclaimer that this is still a fluid situation, the police haven't filed charges yet, although it looks like they are going to at some point. But what it looks like right now is that Smollett made this up and may have had the help of his fellow actor friends. And they're professional actors. This is what they do. They're good at acting. And so they staged this, is what it looks like, to create a hate crime hoax, knowing that the entire media would run with it, that it would make Trump look bad, and it would make America look racist, even when it isn't. And it would make Smollett the victim, where his career would be boosted by all the people with the pity. Oh, and by the way, Smollett has refused to turn over his complete phone records to the police. He turned over some abbreviated, redacted version. I bet it was just a text file that he typed up himself, which means it's probably a complete lie. He wouldn't turn over his phone to the police. Now, the Chicago police, they don't like people faking crimes and wasting their time. And this investigation has been a monumental expenditure of hours, probably at this point, literally thousands of police hours, detectives, videotaped scrubbing and analysis, hitting the streets, asking questions, talking to people, interviewing people, looking at phone records, looking at rideshare records, and now interrogating Smollett's friends and so on. We are talking about clearly hundreds of thousands of dollars of police budget in terms of the total time and the resources expended by the Chicago PD. And remember, Chicago is a city where people are getting shot almost every day, and these shooting crimes barely get investigated because there's a shortage of police. So the Chicago police, if they are, for political reasons, because of the media circus surrounding this, if they are pulled away from all their murder investigations, and if they discover that they are investigating a fake hate crime, they're going to come down hard on whoever's faking that hate crime. Have no doubt about it. One thing about cops is they hate people wasting their time with made-up crimes. I know cops. They hate that crap, and they will go after you. They will file charges against you if you do that, and they should. You know, if you fake a hate crime hoax and you waste the time and the resources of the Chicago PD, and you commit this massive fraud upon the nation, you should be charged with a crime. And my guess is that Smollett is going to be facing a criminal charge at some point here because his story is obviously falsified. I believe he faked it. And of course, faking a hate crime discredits the rare cases where hate crimes are real. And that's the other bad effect of this, you could say, for society, is that this is the boy who cried wolf. You know, the nursery rhyme, the boy who cried wolf. You cry wolf too many times, nobody believes you. Well, too many fake race hate crime hoaxes, then when there is a real one, nobody believes that either, you see? So my guess is this guy, Smollett, he gets charged eventually. This whole story is falling apart. He also changed his story multiple times. He never seems to have the same story come out of his mouth when he's describing what happened to him, because it wasn't real. Instead of recalling details, he's trying to fabricate them. In my view, I think it's very clear. And then he claims to be the victim of people who say they don't believe him. So, he's victimized twice. First, he was beat up by horrible racists and homophobes, and then nobody believed him. He's a double victim. He's a double victim. Because it's people like him, these fake cry bullies, who are experts at playing the victim. So yeah, he's got a PhD in victimology. That's his number one skill, is playing the victim. So of course he's going to double down on it and claim to be the victim twice. How disgusting. It's incredible. Stay informed on this. The Gateway Pundit has the best coverage of this in real time. TheGatewayPundit.com. You can also read my website, newstarget.com, for updates, although we're not as fast as the Gateway Pundit. Hey, you know what? I thank you for listening, but I just want to say any kind of, you know, racist violence is wrong. It's bad. And anybody who commits real violence against someone else because of the color of their skin, that person should be indicted. And now what do we see from the left? Massive hatred against people for being white. Calls for violence against Christians. Calls for violence against Trump. The violence is coming from the left. And yet it's the left that's pretending to be the victims of the violence. They are the source of it. They are the violent factories. They are the originators of the violence. And that's why they need to be exposed and stopped. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.